Bless the Lord, O my soul, Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. You covered yourself with light as with a garment. You have stretched out the heavens like a tent to lay the beams of your chambers on the waters. Who makes the clouds your chariot, who rides on the wings of the wind, who makes the winds your messengers, fire and flame your ministers. You set the earth on its foundation so that it should never be shaken. You covered it with the deep and with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they fled at the sound of your thunder. They took to flight. The mountains rose, the valleys sank down to the place which you appointed for them. You set a bound which they should not pass, so that they might not again cover the earth. You make springs gush forth in the valleys, they flow between the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field, the wild asses quench their thirst. By them the birds of the air have their habitation, they sing among the branches. From your lofty abode you water the mountains, the earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works. You cause grass to grow for the cattle and plants for man to cultivate, that it would bring forth food from the earth, and wine to gladden the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread to strengthen man's heart. The trees of the Lord are watered abundantly, the cedars of Lebanon which he planted. In them the birds build their nests, the stork has her home in the fir trees. The high mountains are for the wild goats, the rocks are a refuge for the badgers. You have made the moon to mark the season, the sun knows its time for setting. You make darkness, and it is night. When all the beasts of the forest creep forth, the young lions roar for their prey, seeking their food from God. When the sun rises, they get them away and lie down in their dens. Man goes forth to his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works, and wisdom have you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures, yonder is the sea great and wide, which teems with things innumerable, living things both small and great. There go the ships from Leviathan, which you form for sport in it. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send your support, your spirit, they are created and renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, and my soul praise the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, O God.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Peace from above and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our Metropolitan Tikhon, our Archbishop Alexander, for the Honorable Priest of the Diaconate in Christ, for all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this country, its President, for all civil authorities, and for the armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city, for every city and country, and for the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, for abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Travelers by land, by sea, and by air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives and their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
To our deliverance. deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Glory to thee, O God. Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O God. Hallelujah.
pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our
Zion, he who made heaven and earth, glory to the Father.
us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Commemorate in our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Keep me from the snares they have laid for me and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I escape safely. I cry out to the Lord with my voice to the Lord, I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble, and my spirit was overwhelmed within me. Then you knew my path. In the way in which I walk, they have secretly set a snare for me. I look at my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me, no one cares for my soul. I cry out to you, O Lord, I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attention, I cry out, Lord, and O Lord, deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison and praise your name. The righteous shall surround me, for you will be bountifully with me. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord, Lord, hear my voice.
Having undertaken the spiritual paths, brother, let us speak no lies with our tongues, nor give each other a cause for scandal, but illuminating the light of our souls to repentance. Let us cry to Christ with our tears, bringing at our foes.
Supplication.
O most Lord, O most martyrs, the earth did not hide you, for heaven received you. Thy gates of prayer have opened to you, where you now delight in the tree of life. Entry Christ has beset thy mercy,
give you, O Lord, to mark the iniquities, Lord, who to stand when there is forgiveness with you.
Good
Lord,
through the prayers of thy two apostles, O Lord, enable us to perform a common blessing of the function of mine.
I wait for you, O Lord. My soul is waiting for your word. My soul is hoped on the Lord.
Thy coming will be great and fearful, O Lord, when thou wilt come in righteous judgment. Do not condemn me, though I stand on death, but spare me as a compassionate heart. Through the acceptable prayers of thine apostles.
From the morning watch until night, from the morning watch, let Israel hope in the Lord.
Therefore, gently celebrate your memory.
Praise the Lord, all nations, praise him, all people, who are crucified to the world, to the,
and to the passion, preserving your soul in the power of pure, untainted by base, and Father James. Thus you soared to the heavens with mystical visions. There you set forth your life as a true friend of Christ, most venerable one and the most blessed saint.
His mercy has confirmed us in the truth of the Lord of yours forever.
However, venerable one, you revealed to be innocent, guileless and merciful, filled with brotherly love, humility, meekness, and charity. You were adorned with compassion, gifted with patience, faith, and hope. You were enriched with prayer and holiness. You were illumined by the brightness of God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.
Wash away the pains of my passionate heart. Oh, what grace they all fall across. Cleanse all the wounds of the defilement that comes from sin. And stop the wavering of my mind, O Lord. Once more, my wretched and unprofitable servant, may praise your power and your great protection.
Always now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
We stand, let us attend.
O Mass of Might of the Holy Glory of the Immortal Father, Heavenly Holy, Blessed Jesus Christ, now that we have come to the setting of the sun, and behold the light of evening, we praise God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Rejoice,
Lord, and dwelt in the land of God, east of Eden, came to his wife, and she keeps it for Enoch, and he built the city, and he called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch, to Enoch who was born, Arad, and Arad was the father of Mahalalel, and Mahalalel was the father of Mahalalel, and Mahalalel was the father of Lamech, and Lamech took two wives, and the name of the one was Adah, and the name of the other one was Elah. Adah bore Jabal. He was the father of those who dwelt in the tents of the cattle. His brother was Jabal, and his father of all those who play in lyre and pipe. Lahar bore Telem Cain, and he forgot all the instruments of bronze and iron. The sister of Tabuken was Lamech. Lamech said to his wives, Adar and Zahar, hear my voice. You wives of Lamech, hearken to what I say. I have slain a man from murdering me. A young man will strike me. If Cain is avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech said 77-fold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore her son and called his name Seth, for she said, God has appointed me to be her child instead of Abel, for Cain slew him. So Seth also a son was born, and he called his name Mesosh. And at the time men began to call all the men to the Lord.
What is the parent?
The fruit given in the first home. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us as we have set our hope on thee.
Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us as we have set our hope on thee.
Be infatuated always with her love. Why should you be infatuated by some with a loose woman and embrace the bosom of an adventuress? For a man's ways are before the eyes of the Lord, and he watches all his paths. The iniquities of the wicked ensnare him, and he is caught in the toils of his sin. He dies for lack of discipline, and because of his great folly he is lost. My son, if you have become surety for your neighbor, have given your pledge for a stranger, if you are snared in the utterance of your lips, caught in the words of your mouth, then do this, my son, and save yourself. For you have come into your neighbor's power. Go hasten and importune your neighbor. Give your eyes no sleep, and your eyelids no slumber.
Wisdom.
Yeah.
us say with all our soul and with all our mind, let us say. O Lord Almighty, the God of our fathers, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy. Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for our Metropolitan Deacon, our Archbishop Alexander, for priests, deacons, and all other clergy, and for all our brethren in Christ.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for this country, its president, for all civil authorities, and for the members of the armed forces everywhere, especially Matthew, Michael, Patrick, Lindsay, Stephanie, Jason, Alex, Dallas, and Seraphim.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the blessed and ever-memorable Holy Orthodox Patriarchs, and for the blessed and ever-memorable founders of this holy house, and for all our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox departed this life before us, especially the newly departed Douglas and Val, Samira, Joachim, Suad, Caesar, Mary, Helen, Germanos, and Michael, who here and all the world lie asleep in the Lord.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation for the servants of God, His Beatitude, Metropolitan Theodosius, His Beatitude, Metropolitan Herman, His Eminence, Archbishop Melchizedek, Archpriest Dimitri, Deacon John, Subdeacon Paul, Vinny, Autumn, Catherine, John, Anastasia, Alex, Elaine, Frankie, John, Damien, Stacy, Brian, Michael, Carolyn, Aiden, Megan, Pat, Kyle, Lon, Christine, Robert, Juan, Joanna, Sandy, Ella, Elnora, Theodora, Peter, Perpetua, Don, Sean, James, Michael, Marianne, John, Rosemary, Calvin, Tom, Sandy, and Sullivan, for our mothers with child, Teresa and Jenna, for our catechumens, Seth, Shannon, Naomi, Jay, Tanya, Alyssa, and Eliana, and for the pardon and remission of their sins.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have
mercy. Faithful of the twin marriages, and by the grace I am to all the most holy and my free spirit, we may strive to build up our holy community to its glory. We pray thee, O Lord, hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all venerable house, for those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present, who await thy great and rich mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
With all our hearts, God, and of his mankind, and he be in strong glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and up to ages of ages.
Great in the Lord, you catechumens. Bless the faithful, pray for the catechumens that the Lord will have mercy on them, that he will teach them the word of truth, that he will reveal to them the gospel of righteousness, that he will unite them to his holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Help them, save them, have mercy on them, and keep them, O God, by thy grace. Bow your heads unto the Lord, you catechumens. All catechumens, depart, depart, catechumens. All that are catechumens, depart. Let no catechumen remain. Let us the faithful again and again in peace pray unto the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. wisdom. Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Let us draw near with faith and love and become communicants of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let us complete our evening prayer unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, with precious gifts offered and pre-sanctified, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That our Lord, who loveth mankind, receiving them upon his holy, heavenly, and ideal altar as a sweet spiritual fragrance, will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Having asked for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Jesus, see
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Faith and love, draw near. Taken of the divine, holy, most pure, immortal, heavenly, life-creating and awesome mysteries of Christ, let us worthily give thanks unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Asking that the whole evening may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
St. Mary Magdalene, patroness of our holy community, of St. George, the trophy bearer, of St. Nicholas, the wonder worker, Archbishop of Myra and Lycia, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us for as much as he is good, and the Lord.
Amen.